The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, more parts of Dublin City will fall under a ban on plastic bin bags being left out for collection. The bags, which are used by many inner city households and businesses who lack the space for a conventional wheelie bin, are often ripped apart by seagulls, exacerbating Dublin's litter problem. Joining us now is Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City, and of course also a candidate in the upcoming Dublin Central by-election, and Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. Janet, just bring us up to speed. Where is the ban now going to cover? It had been covering parts of the South Inner City. It's extending now north of the Liffey.
Yeah, so we'll see an area that spans from roughly Capel Street over to Talbot Street now come under the remit. So if anybody is used to walking around the streets of the inner city and the commercial areas in the evenings, you will often see big piles of waste coming out of a lot of the businesses in the area, and often just piles of like cardboard and food and all kinds of different bits and pieces that have piled up there. And it can make the footpaths really hazardous. It makes the whole city look quite grubby a lot of the time. So, you know, from a basic just improving and uplifting the city point of view, this is really welcome. And then the next phase of it is going to be rolling it out wider to residential areas as well. So the likes of Stony Batter and up into Phibsborough, where residents are used to every week putting their rubbish out in bags. And that is going to change as well when the summer comes around.
Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, is this something you welcome?
Yeah, look, I think it's something we need to do. Obviously, you've mentioned the seagulls attacking the bags, and we also have some lads at 10 o'clock at night that think rubbish bags are a football, and it's going to be great fun kicking them around. But like, one bag bursting can undo an awful lot of waste management. So I think like, there are some practical issues in terms of, you know, folks on second floor offices, whatever, can't get a wheelie bin up. But I think the compactors have certainly assisted in that on the south side. There are a couple of, you know, difficult cases, but in fairness to the guys in Dublin City Council's waste management, they're working with those businesses individually to find solutions. But I think ultimately it is something that we do need to do.
Okay. Janet, can I raise a little bit of a quibble about the compactors? They kind of dominate the streetscape. They're pretty ugly looking, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they are. I think they're not as ugly as big piles of bags that have been ripped apart and are spewing all over the street.
That's a low bar, to be fair.
Yes, it is. And I think ultimately where we want to go is bringing some of those compactors underground. And I think this is one of, like, that is ultimately where we want to end up with this. I think for the moment, it is anything that is underground is excessively more expensive because of the issue of digging up wires and pipes and interfering with all the underground surfaces of Dublin as a deeply historic city. So I think it is a slight, cheap and dirty kind of solution to it for the moment, but it is definitely an improvement. And if we can get this in, we can get this working, we can get all the businesses on board and eventually residential areas on board too, then ultimately where the next step after that will be looking at how we can put some of those compactors underground. And I think that's the point at which you see a lot of other European cities at the moment, where even in residential areas you have sort of dedicated areas where the bins go and it all gets kind of compacted down underground. It keeps the streetscapes looking much better, and I'd love to see that for Dublin in eventually, but I think,
Richard,
this is a good interim measure.
Richard Guiney, do you share that slight concern, that slight quibble about the size and the impact of these compactors?
They're not pretty. I mean, that has to be taken into account, but I'd agree with Janet. I think ultimately we will be looking at underground, and maybe in the interim some less prominent locations, and, you know, in back lanes or whatever, that we could look at pushing them slightly out of the more public view. But ultimately, as you said, you know, they are an improvement on tons of bags and bags getting ripped and all of the associated difficulties we've had with that. I would like to see the timing of the production being tightened as well, though. You know, I think that's something we can look
really
up to.
Yeah. Okay. Know, like, Janet, just very fine. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go on. Finish your point. Sorry, Richard.
No,
finish your point.
It's just like the collection times can stretch into the evening. I think we should be getting the rubbish off the streets at a much earlier time, so that they're basically gone by 7 o'clock in the evening.
Janet, final question. I mean, this is great, and it's welcome. Why is it taking so long, though? Why does every... I mean, when you talk about in the future going underground, I'm thinking I'll be well underground before that happens.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it is really frustrating. I think we have seen the last number of years, like, litter and waste are a huge issue for the inner city area. And, like, the commercial centre is one, but also the residential areas surrounding it have huge issues. And I think a lot of the time it's been massively overlooked for government funding, because the communities of the inner city just aren't given the same attention. And a lot of the time, like, a lot of the dumping that we see around our areas often actually comes from people outside the city centre, who come in and dump rubbish in the area in a way that they would never treat their own home area with that level of disrespect. So there's sort of a normalization that it's okay, certain things, certain behaviours, certain level of public realm is accepted in the city central area in a way it wouldn't be elsewhere in Dublin. And I think we want to change that. We want people to come into the city and really feel pride and look around the communities of the city centre and see the best in them, and not see streets that are poorly looked after and have a sense of neglect in the area as a whole. So this is one way we're challenging that, and there's a lot more work to do in that area.
Yeah, Alice has got in touch to say, I live in North Inner City Dublin. I'm shocked every day by the amount of domestic and commercial plastic bags left on the side of the road, which get ripped open, eventually all over the street. The place looks like a total dump, and it's embarrassing. Hopefully those days are coming to an end. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin North Inner City. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.